from the Budweiser studios of Cumulus Media Knoxville. This show belongs to you at 656-9900. 656-9900. The sports you need before sunrise is on the air. You're inside the starting lineup with Tyler Ivins and Will West on 99.1, the sports animal.
Hey, glad girl.
It's all about the numbers, right? Not just on Mondays. I know usually a lot of people like to recap from the weekend, and they look inside the numbers to try to reset everything for the week ahead. But on Fridays, we can look at the numbers, in particular the combine numbers. Good morning here on Rocky Top. Hey, Tyler Ivins at 656-9900. 1-866-656-9900. We'll take you all the way to 9 a.m. and hopefully a clean handoff with the Eric Gaines Show with Brian Rice. Another chance for you to get qualified. The Coors Light climb to the championship. A lot of people getting more and more interested in this package. Why? Why? Because Tennessee more than likely is going to need to win the SEC tournament if they're going to want to be dancing at least in the March Madness tournament come March in a couple of weeks. 656-9900, 1-866-656-9900. I was just chatting with Kaner about it. Can we do that now? We're number two. Yeah, let's do that now. We're number two. I want to give somebody an opportunity to score $500 spending cash as well as two tickets to every session. Every session of the SEC men's basketball tournament. And you know, really, these are your tickets, right? So you can do whatever you want with these tickets. Could you imagine if you drove over to Nashville, nice little drive for you and a friend, and then if Tennessee was to get eliminated early, what you could do, perhaps maybe flip these tickets to a certain fan base who usually shows out for a lot of postseason tournament games. Wink, wink. Do I have to say it? No, you get me? Perfect. That's going to be coming up at 656 wins in a little over an hour. All right, let's talk about Lucas Oil Stadium, shall we? Let's talk about the NFL Combine. If you've never been to the NFL Combine, and look, it's not open to the public. At least when I was covering it, it wasn't open to the public. All right, there are certain, you know, there were certain avenues that you had to go through. The media was allowed access to it. A lot of general managers, obviously, and a lot of personnel with the NFL teams, respectively, there, and you kind of let them go. I will say this, though. Even though it's probably one of the most important parts of the schedule, I'm talking about the NFL year as a whole, a lot of general managers and a lot of front office people very open to the media, and just very casual conversations can be had during these 3 to 4 days in Indianapolis. I can tell you a lot of the people, you find out a lot of these NFL guys actually do have personalities besides just wearing a suit and tie and sitting up in their $100,000 suites watching games 16 times a year. So that being said, a lot of these general managers looking for the franchise difference maker, and perhaps could some of those franchise difference makers come from the University of Tennessee? A lot of names, a lot of personalities, and a lot of fan favorites that people want to see make it in the next level. And immediately, you look at what Juwan Jennings did yesterday. Thursday was for the wide receivers amongst the quarterbacks and some of the other positions. And let's just say that Juwan Jennings could have had a better day. Juwan Jennings could have had a better showing at the NFL Combine. Official numbers are in for the Alpha Dog. And the 40-yard dash could have been a little bit better. And kudos to Will West, my co-host. He's going to be joining us momentarily. He even brought it up on Wednesday. The rumors with Juwan Jennings is that he was going to need to impress with his 40 time if he was going to start having more and more franchises turning heads and looking in his direction. He finishes at officially 4.73. 4.73 on both of his runs. So it's a little bit on the high end. You know, we knew he wasn't going to be like Henry Ruggs. He wasn't going to go out there and run a 4.2. Which, by the way, Kaner, did you actually see him? If there was anybody who resembled a superhero yesterday, the Alabama wide receiver, my goodness, he looked like the Flash out there. It was the fifth lowest time all time in combine history.
Yeah, I saw a clip of it, but I almost missed it. It was so quick.
Oh, see, I see what you did there.
Yeah,
I see what you did there.
He was flying, man. I mean, it was super uber close to uber. That's not a word. Super duper close to breaking that record.
No, uber's a word.
Uber is. I think I said uber. I don't know. It's early.
Make it your word.
All right, trademark.
Make it your own.
Uber.
When I was in Iowa one time, I used to say dime coin a lot. You can make a lot of dime coin on that. They're like, you mean coin? Why is it a dime? And I was like, no, it's dime coin. And people were coming up to me in public, like right before I left, and they were like, hey, man, they pay a lot of dime coin back in Tennessee to go home. And I was like, ha. Listen to who people were listening.
Heard it here first. Uber.
Uber.
There we
okay,
go.
Okay, I can't. You should be able to sue me. That's like landing on Boardwalk or Park Place and paying, which, by the way, I know this, I'm not trying to kill the segment, but remind me sometime when we go to break, I just learned about the new rules of Monopoly. Apparently there's a game night happening this. Oh, dude, I got invited to a game night on Saturday night. And let's just say, apparently I need to look up the actual rules of Monopoly because we've been playing it wrong the entire time.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'll let you know about that coming up soon. But when it comes back to Juwan Jennings, it could have been better. 4.73, as we already mentioned, his vertical jump was only 29 inches. And his broad jump was 119 inches. Look, these were some of the lows that were ranking there at the NFL Combine. Now, I know what a lot of people are saying. Hey, look, you can't match heart. There's a lot of people out there who say, you know what, you can't match your want to, the wherewithal. In the NFL, yeah, you kind of can. And you know what? And I know that there are people out there who have seen Juwan Jennings mess up numerous occasions here at the University of Tennessee. I mean, given opportunities to make good, and he has done that. And there are so many people out there who want to see 15 excel at the next level. But when it does come to the numbers, especially at the combine, when it does come to the NFL, a lot of what they do is inside the numbers. And if you don't wow, if there aren't a lot of fireworks behind your name once you leave Indianapolis, it's going to be kind of tough for them to look at you when it comes to guaranteed money in the draft or when it comes to getting you a spot on one of those training camp rosters and seeing if you can make the initial 53 before in the cutdowns, et cetera, and et cetera. I think this goes back to the old phrase, tape don't lie, right? And for Juwan Jennings, this is one of those days where you're going to look at and hopefully you get a chance to impress one particular general manager during the interview process. Because Juwan Jennings, look, there have been tons of people who have not had their strongest days at the combine, but once they get to the other areas, the other aspects of the combine, that's where they impress. All it takes is one of those 32 general managers to like your story or like your grit or like what you have in between the, you know, the heads, the shoulders, the knees, and the toes, and they think they see something in you and they can turn you into something. But when it does come to the numbers, and for a lot of NFL franchises, it is all about the numbers, Juwan Jennings could have had a better day. We'll take a peek at what it means for a lot of the other big orange players, VFL's former football players coming up during their weekend stay in Indianapolis. 656-9900, 1-866-656-9900. Juwan Jennings needs to improve in other aspects at the combine because the number's not good for the alpha dog. You're listening to your home for Tennessee football here on 99.1, the Sports Animal.
This is a Tennessee Education Lottery Sports Minute.
All right, the Lady Vols pulled away from Ole Miss 77-66 on the night where the program honored seniors Kamira Harris and Lou Brown. Renai Davis, however, led the way with a 19-point, 11-rebound, double-double effort. Lady Vols wrap up the regular season Sunday at Auburn. On the men's side in college hoops, number 3 Gonzaga blasted San Diego 94-59. Number 14 Oregon down Oregon State 69-54. Wisconsin defeated number 19 Michigan on the road 81-74. ESPN's Jeff Darlington is reporting quarterback Tom Brady is operating under the belief that he will enter free agency to play somewhere other than New England. Around the NBA, Philadelphia took down New York 115-106. VFL Tobias Harris scored 34 points in the win. Love Keno to go? There's more to love when you add Bullseye for your chance to win up to $300,000. Stop by any time to pick up your Tennessee Lottery retailer today. 6:12, we'll get a check of the roads with Pete Michaels Traffic. Good morning. I'm Eric Kane.
Day number one of the NFL Combine now in the books. Tight ends, quarterbacks, and wide receivers went yesterday. Last night, I'm sitting there flipping through the channels, and I know that the NFL Combine is an option. But I've said to myself, you know what? I want to make sure that there's not something else that's on that I need to watch. You know, maybe I need to get Wisconsin, Michigan. Maybe I need Indiana, Purdue. And you know, it's not a Big Ten thing. They are the best basketball conference right now. I mean, there's a pretty good chance that if a team from the Big Ten wins the national championship, they're going to have the best odds with maybe as many as 10 teams making the NCAA tournament this year. But there was entertaining basketball on last night. Yes, Gonzaga, how are they going to fare to try to repair their seed as a one seed, or at least their case for a one seed after falling to BYU over the weekend? Point was, I end up falling back on the NFL Combine as we welcome you back here to TSL on 99.1, the Sports Animal. And I actually thoroughly enjoyed myself. I thought I was going to be put to sleep by the, you know, the quiet, you know, a little bit of the small ambiance that they had in the background, the clackers, the whistle blowing, the simple horns. Sometimes on the NFL Network, they'll talk in a tone that sounds very like golf or tennis. Oh, here comes Juwan Jennings running the 40. And it can put you to sleep. But the NFL Network has done a very good job of keeping me entertained or keeping me drawn into the NFL Combine. Unlike two nights ago when I'm watching Tennessee-Arkansas, and for the first time this year, I actually thought I was going to flip the television off. Just the style of play, even though Mason Jones was having a big night for the Hogs, it wasn't so much on Tennessee, it wasn't just so much on Arkansas. It was just you had two teams there that are going in opposite directions two nights ago. Tennessee clearly going to need to get their head on straight the last couple of weeks if they're going to make it play for anything postseason-wise. Arkansas trying to improve their resume for the NCAA tournament. If the tight ends, quarterbacks, and wide receivers can keep me drawn in as much as they did on 9-1, and maybe that's the reason why for the scheduling. Maybe you got to have some of those exciting playmakers, or maybe you got to have some of those exciting names like Fromm and Tagovailoa and Burrow and them to actually draw me on day one, because I don't know if today place kickers, some of the offensive linemen or running backs are going to keep me tied in on a Friday. I don't know if the defensive linemen or linebackers can do it again for Saturday, and I believe Sunday's just for the defensive backs. So again, good on the NFL, at least putting it on Thursday, so you know they can steal a couple of ratings. And I was actually thoroughly entertained by what the NFL product was yesterday. And it was guys just doing basic drills trying to impress GMs and scouts while inside the dome, better said, indoors at Lucas Oil Stadium there in Indianapolis. 656-9900, 1-866-656-9900. So that means with the tight ends going, that also Dominic Wood Anderson, he showed off what he had. The NFL, they gave him a prospect grade of a 5.19. So for those of you out there, yes, there's usually an overall grade that comes out after each performance. Juwan Jennings, if I failed to mention that last segment, 5.69. So they actually graded Juwan Jennings a little bit better than Dom Wood Anderson. A 5.19, at least in the NFL's grading, is there's a chance that he could be part of an NFL training camp. His 40 was at a 4.9. A vertical jump at 35 inches. Now, remember, this is Dom Wood Anderson, though, who's 6'4", 261, and we've already talked about this. You can't be running around NFL fields as a tight end at 261 pounds. Cater, what you were saying?
His vertical leap was fifth best in his position group. So that was I saw that note, so that was good for him. But you're right. He's too heavy right now. You got to slim down a little bit.
A tight end in the NFL, what are we talking about here? We're talking about probably, what, 240s? Can you get by at 240?
Yeah, you can get by in 240.
Yeah, but you better have other attributes that are ranked in the, I'm not trying to go Madden scale here, but you better be in the 90s in agilities, catching, field vision, and some of the others if you're going to be rocking around at 245, right?
You got to bring a lot of other things to the table.
Does Dom Wood Anderson strike you as somebody who brings a lot of great things to the table?
Right now, no. I mean, is he a work in progress? Could he potentially?
Sure.
Absolutely. But from what we've seen here at Tennessee the last 2 years, and I know a lot of that has to do with play calling and offense and all that, but no, he didn't show that here in Knoxville, at least.
Domwin Anderson, whenever he was doing his catching drills, just going straight down the line, soft hands, a lot of the things that got him to Knoxville in the first place when he was transferring from the junior college out in Arizona. Again, nothing wowed me. I will say this, though. If there's anybody out there, and we knew that he had speed, and we knew that there was a chance that, I should say we knew he had better speed than Juwan Jennings. Let me make sure I clarify that. But we knew that if there was going to be a spot for him in the NFL, it was likely going to be special teams or depth at the wide receiver position. Marquez Callaway finishes with a 40 time of 4.5, and that's where the NFL grade has him right now, 5.88. They have him as a backup or a special teams guy. I'll tell you right now, he had the best grade yesterday out of all the balls that went yesterday. And Marquez Callaway, he had a broad jump of 126 inches. I think you could see him in the NFL as somebody, as we already mentioned, depth or somebody who can actually be a special teams guy for a team out there that's looking for somebody who can find a hole and can actually stay healthy and get through it. And I think that's what you're going to get with Marquez Callaway. Do I believe that's a draftable position? Maybe. Maybe it's a day three. Obviously, it's a day three. Maybe it's a sixth or seventh rounder. But again, these numbers early, until you actually see what Batuli does, until you see what Daryl Taylor does, based on what you saw yesterday, and again, it's very early, Kaner, very, very early, but are any of those three players who went yesterday draftable in your opinion?
I think the, as you just pointed out, I think the one you feel good best about would be Marquez Callaway, because of what all he brings to the table. He ran okay. He performed okay yesterday. He has that ability in the return game to where you can't ignore what he did at Tennessee. He returned a couple of punts for touchdown. He was an all-SEC returner, all-SEC caliber returner. But it just, the showings from Juwan Jennings, I'm not trying to, you know, down the guy or anything, but just not a good day at all yesterday. Not a good day, and he was going to need a good day. And then Dominic Wood Anderson, outside of the vertical, not a great day. So I think outside of Marquez Callaway, I think he's the best reason for optimism in terms of getting drafted. Now, could all three of these guys crack a roster in terms of training camp? Absolutely. But in terms of getting drafted, I think it'd be Marquez Callaway.
Only two to go, Daryl Taylor and Betulia, as we mentioned. Remember, Taylor's not going to be participating in drills at the combine because he had surgery on his shin. So essentially the only person there that you're going to be getting any woos and wows out of are going to be Daniel Betulia. And after I just saw a punter throw up 225 pounds, how many, 25 times yesterday? I'm actually quite anxious to see how many times. Go ahead, let's set the over-under right now. 225 bench press reps for Daniel Betulia. Does he go over, under 17 and a half? Is that too low?
I'll say he goes over that. Yeah.
That too low?
Yeah.
19 and a half.
I think you're more in the ballpark right there around 20, yeah.
So if I set the number at 19 and a half, would you be more inclined?
I'd go over, but not by a whole lot.
656-9900. 1-866-656-9900. I'm going to go over. For some reason, the number 21 keeps popping up in my head. Because they got to go completely down and then completely up for it to be an official rep, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think he starts struggling. Listen to me over here. I think he starts struggling at like number 21. 21.
Just 21. Goodness.
Just 21 reps.
You know, combine season, it always reminds me of when Brady Quinn put on a show in the bench press as well. You remember that? He punted like 26 times. Brady Quinn out of Notre Dame way
Are
back in the day.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was going like toe-to-toe with some linemen. I'll look it up to get the official count, but he wowed at the combine in terms of bench press.
If you haven't heard the story about the punter from the Pac-12 who repped 225 pounds 25 times yesterday, I mean, his numbers were better than some like Rob Ninkovich. If I told you that a punter repped more on the bench press than Jadeveon Clowney, would you believe me?
No.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Happened. It happened yesterday. We'll talk a little bit more about
punters
that.
Are people too.
They are, and they actually can make quite a bit of money if they actually have the golden foot. We'll get Will West in here. We'll talk a few more things about the combine. Tom Brady, if you are a Titans fan, are you moving closer to the edge? Are you at the edge of your seat now? And are the possibilities of what could be for next season and in the near future? Do you have visions of sugar plum fairies dancing in your head wearing number 12 jerseys, Eric Kane? 99.1, you're listening to The Sports Animal. Just say yes. Starting line is back on your radio. 99.1, The Sports Animal. 991thesportsanimal.com. We've seen the numbers. We've seen the streams. Big thank you to everybody joining us, not just here in East Tennessee on Rocky Top, but of course across the globe. But Kahuna Wings bringing you that stream, the wings that changed it all. Shout out to our guy.
Are you referring
over at Big Kahuna Wings?
Referring to the millions and millions?
Yes,
streaming is all over the world.
Brody.
That's right.
Will West joining the program. I want to give you an opportunity to whack at the pinata right now. I shouldn't use that analogy, but there's a lot of people who are looking at Juwan Jennings' numbers yesterday and saying just that. Tape don't lie, numbers don't lie, and certainly there needs to be other aspects of his combine trip that need to impress.
Here's the tough part of it. I think that a lot of people are going to get upset, and they're going to be upset about the things that they read and that they say, but at some point in time, you have to stop suspending your disbelief.
Absolutely.
That was bad for Juwan Jennings yesterday. That is not a tape doesn't lie situation. That tape doesn't lie. Juwan Jennings is a good football player. I've said this 200 times in this program. I hope the Giants take a flyer on him somewhere, bulk him up, let him play tight end. That what he did yesterday is not good enough to play in the National Football League. And so is that a one-off bad workout? Because we saw, who was 2 years ago, the offensive lineman from Oklahoma that had the worst combine ever. That he's an NFL starter now.
Yeah.
And I cannot remember his name to save my life.
Right tackle for the Ravens.
Yes.
I don't know his name either. I cannot remember his name. He was humongous.
Yeah. And he had the worst workout in the history of football. So if that's what this was from Juwan Jennings, okay. If not, he's got to move the tight end to play in the National Football League. I've gone through as far back as we can find stats, right? And a lot of people brought up Jerry Rice in the 4-7 to me last night when I just put out the numbers for it, for what happened with Juwan. Jerry Rice was said to have could run in the 4-5s, just ran a bad time. Other people brought up Jarvis Landry to me. Jarvis Landry blew his hamstring out on his 40 time. And so he ran in the 4-4s and just sub 4-5, but he ran a 4-7 one time because he blew his hamstring out on the run and didn't work out again after that. So that's an apple and oranges conversation when you're pointing at those two things. The only two guys you can point to and say made it, Anquan Boldin. Anquan Boldin's one guy that you can say made it. And that is absolutely a case study that you can have. The other guy is Ricky Seals-Jones, who was a tight end with the Arizona Cardinals 2 years ago when last year played for the Cleveland Browns. And he had 13 catches last year. Jennings is more of an effort guy than Seals-Jones was. Seals-Jones was a guy who was just a big, strong athlete, and he wasn't particularly fast, though, and he's worked hard to make himself a tight end. I just think when I look at this, it's 50-50. Jennings is going to have to be a tight end, I think, and maybe that's best case scenario. Now, if this isn't how he normally is and doesn't work out, and you know, if he runs in a 4.63 at the pro day or something like right. that, and this was just a one-off bad workout day, okay, then that is what it is. If this is what athletically Juwan Jennings is, then he's got to move to tight end. And that's okay, because you can make a lot of money being a tight end. I mean, he's kind of borderline anyway, because he's that big slot that everybody wants. For Jennings, it was the second, I think, what was the stat again? I texted it to you guys last night when I found it. Fifth worst broad jump, second worst vertical leap.
Not good.
No. And again, Boldin was slightly faster than what Jennings ran, and he ran it both times, is what he is. Now, again, it doesn't mean Jennings can't play. I just think it's probably more likely than not that Juwan Jennings has to move to tight end. And there's nothing wrong with that. David Martin made a ton of money coming from Tennessee, being a step slow for wide receiver and playing tight end. Jennings is also not just going to run through people like a hot knife through butter in the National Football League. Literally nobody does that. And so that's the one thing with Jennings, too, that like people are like, yeah, but look, he's a man among boys out there. Not in the NFL, he's not going to be. So what is he going to do? How is he going to fit into the game? For me, he catches the ball in traffic as well as anybody. He finds a way, even if he's a step slow, to be able to create space. And he's especially a mismatch for your safeties and for your linebackers. What does that spell to you? Tight end. He can block. Tight end. That's what he...
Yeah, and I'm glad that you're clarifying this.
I think it's a tight end.
It's not that Juwan Jennings can't have a career in the NFL. It's just at the wide receiver position.
It's most likely that he can't. More likely than not that he can't. And... that doesn't mean he can't. It just means more likely than not that he can't, based on the numbers we're seeing. And it doesn't mean that all that matters is the 40 time and workout warriors, and that's all that matters. Like, I had a guy tweet at me last night, well, what about Darius Hayward Bay? How'd that work out? He was a guy that ran super fast and couldn't catch anything. And he couldn't in college, and he couldn't in the pros, and that's just what he is. John Ross was not a great receiver, but he's fast as you know what. So a guy like Ruggs, who's fast and can catch and run routes, that's different. But there is a certain athletic... There's a line of delineation between this is how athletic you have to be to play in the National Football League at the wide receiver position. Can he get there? Yes. Is it likely? No, because we literally only have one person we can point to in the last 25 years to say this guy made it. But there are guys you can point to that don't work nearly as hard as Juwan Jennings that made it by making the transition to the tight end position. And if I was a betting man, I would say that's the way that Juwan Jennings probably has to go.
656-9900. 1-866-656-9900. Speaking of tight ends, quickly, Donwood Anderson got to lose a little bit of weight. A lot of people graded him out yesterday as maybe making a training camp, perhaps maybe fighting for a roster spot. Donwood Anderson needing to improve. But Marquez Callaway, he had the best grade out of the three yesterday.
Do you not think Callaway was going to run better, though, than he did?
A little bit.
Yeah.
But despite that, the NFL grade still handed out that he can be wide receiver depth, or more importantly, as many of us have agreed here on this program, he can be a special piece for somebody on that, pun intended, special teams for somebody in the NFL.
Yeah, I don't know that what Anderson, I don't think he hurt, Marquez Callaway hurt himself, but I thought he was going to help himself, and I don't think he helped himself a ton.
Besides just, so is Callaway kind of just neutral here on this?
Yeah, well, as far as were they, did it stock up or stock down after yesterday? Right. I would say stock stays the same, right? Or maybe a slight incremental tick up because...
He didn't hurt himself, but I don't think he improved.
Yes.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I would say that's where I would probably have that with Callaway.
I'm surprised that you haven't come in here today talking about the punter who repped 225 pounds over 25 pounds.
We know he was going to do well when he was the only kicker or punter who elected to do the exercise. So you knew he was going to be okay, but that was solid.
I'm just saying right now, when you look at the combine bench press, and I understand punters have lives too, I just didn't expect a punter to come in there and be able to, like, let's be real. I mean, if I told you right now 225 pounds, how many times are you repping it right now?
225?
Yeah.
Four. There was time, we did this a few years ago for the combine, I did 19. So, no, I was 39 years old, but, and I mean, that's, so, but I'm a big guy too, so that's part of it.
You hit it 19 times?
Yeah, but we worked out to this. We did it like, took like a month and a half and just worked out to the combine. So, I think I ran a 5.340 and I did 225 19 times.
I'm just, it's not me surprised you did it. It's me the fact that you could rep that 19 times, being that you're just in such physical shape that you could just throw a barbell.
Right now we fell off the wagon this past summer, and so we're trying to get in fall, and so we're trying to get back on the wagon right now. But that's not, this is good for him. He actually did better than our guy Throckmorton did.
Who?
Throckmorton.
Who is Throckmorton?
Oh, we talked about him over last year during football season, you and I did. What is Throckmorton? Is the offensive lineman from Oregon. Is that his name?
Throckmorton?
Yes.
Why do I not remember this conversation?
Calvin Throckmorton. Offensive lineman from Oregon. Did you not remember Calvin Throckmorton?
No.
That is the guy's literal name is Calvin Throckmorton. And he's an offensive lineman out of Oregon. And I want the Giants to draft him. I don't care if he can play or not.
Okay.
If how do that I not name, this conversation? You're at least going to be pretty good. Calvin Throckmorton.
I mean, it's no Michael Turk, Hunter of Arizona State, throwing the bar up 25 times.
Yeah, but I think Throckmorton got it 23.
Okay. So then this sets up for the poll question this morning. But Thule hits the reps today.
Yeah.
If I set the number at 20 and a half, where are you rolling?
Over.
But Thule's going to go over 20 and a half reps.
If you look at Thule's weight, he's 13 to 15 pounds heavier than most linebackers. So if he's worked at this, he should do that. Do we remember that Brian Randolph, our buddy Brian Randolph, didn't he do it like just a stupid, like 39 times or something insane?
So am I setting the bar too low?
No, because if you look at that's about where linebackers would go, is high teens and into the 20s is very good for a linebacker. A lot of the offensive linemen were in the low 20s. That's just how strong Brian Randolph was.
656-9900.
At like 190.
1-866-656-9900. Could we make that one of our to the window bets for this weekend? Daniel Batuli bench press at the NFL Combine. I'm just saying, look, if it's a bet, you can make money off of it. And we'll tell you next here on 99.1, the Sports Animal.
This is a Tennessee Education Lottery Sports Minute.
Now, some NBA Finals from Thursday. Philadelphia took down New York 115-106. VFL Tobias Harris scored 34 points in the win. The Lakers blew out the Warriors 116-86. Indiana got by Portland 106-100. And the Thunder down the Kings 112-108. Around the NFL, ESPN's Jeff Darlington is reporting quarterback Tom Brady is operating under the belief that he will enter free agency to play somewhere other than New England. NFL Combine had three vols in action yesterday. Receivers Juwan Jennings, Marquez Callaway ran a 4.72, 4.55, 40-yard dash, respectively. While Dominic Wood Anderson's 35-inch vertical ranked fifth best for tight ends. Linebacker Daniel Batuli will test Saturday evening. Gerald Taylor not testing as he continues rehab from off-season surgery. And Lady Vols pulled off a 77-66 win on senior night last night. Renee Davis led the way, 19-point, 11-rebound, double-double efforts. Special edition Jumbo Bucks Instant Games from the Tennessee Lottery are hot off the press. Play today for your chance to win up to $300,000. Get a check of the roads with Pete Michaels Traffic. Good Friday morning. I'm Mary Kane.
.1. We're back. Final segment of hour number one. I'm not one to come on the air and talk about how I do in my personal life when it comes to the numbers, but Will West, even when I was flipping through the channels last night and I was fixated on the NFL Combine recap that they had on the network, still went 4-1 yesterday with my own personal numbers.
Nice job.
I have not done a to the window more than two, three times in the year 2020 because of just my Friday schedules with vacation and us trying to get them in before the spring.
Yep.
I'm really excited to carry over the 2-1 performance I had last week. Really excited to see what you're bringing to the table soccer-wise. I believe moments ago off the air, you said, I'm going to just stay in my lane.
Yeah,
I know what my lane is.
The last 3 weeks.
But you told me to stay away from Arsenal yesterday.
Yeah, I would have.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I would have.
Oh, wow, because everybody was
individual match, minus one? Aggregate, that's why. Because it's aggregate score when you're at this point in the Europa Cup. So that's why I would have said stay away from that. But yeah, I've missed one soccer bet the last 3 weeks, and I have not hit on any the other sport but soccer in the last 3 weeks.
I am
I was 3-1 last week in soccer bets, and we were 2-0 the week before that, 3-0 the week before that, if you count the extra credit, of course, we gave you.
You know what that means, right?
What's up?
That means you get to go first now onto the window.
The corporate offices of Cumulus Media told the morning show I had to read this to cover their butts. Any and all mentions of spreads or wagering during this next segment is strictly for entertainment purposes only. Hope this helped, gentlemen. Here's to the window on the starting lineup. Powered by New Balance Knoxville in the Suburban Shopping Center.
In my defense, Aaron Gordon got robbed of the dunk contest or I would have won that one. In my defense.
To be fair. I agree with you.
Yeah.
To be fair, I agree with you there. Your best bets for the weekend are Will West.
All right, so we go with two soccer, and I have one college basketball for you.
Ooh, looky here.
There's no reason to rethink this. Let's not reinvent the wheel.
Okay.
Leicester City -133 against Norwich. I know Leicester City's only won one of their last five matches, and the concern is there could be a draw there, but death taxes and Norwich playing well against good teams and then taking the L. Norwich is falling apart, and it's just, no matter how well they play, they just can't get a W. I will take Leicester City in this one, -133. Chelsea -130 against Burnley. It feels like that spot where Chelsea chokes because they played well. They played well against Man United, get a job by VAR, beat down Tottenham. And so the thought is, okay, well, then turn around and take the L to Burnley or have a draw with Burnley because Chelsea just can't seem to stay consistent. I don't think Burnley's there. I think that Chelsea's going to get this victory, and it's only 130, so minimal risk involved in this one by taking Chelsea on the money line. And Dayton -11 against Davidson, the only top 25 game that we have a line for right now this evening is Dayton against Davidson. Davidson is not a good team. The cover's a little tough, but I think Davidson's going to get this done, Dayton's going to get this done, win this by 15 points or so. So I feel like there's a little cushion there. So again, that's Leicester City -133 against Norwich in English Premier League play. That one's today. Chelsea -130 against Burnley tomorrow, and then Dayton -11 against Davidson tonight.
Guess what one of my New Year's resolutions were besides trying to smoke less cigars in 2020?
Bet more NBA?
Bet less Friday Ivy League games.
For real.
Okay, do you remember 3 weeks ago when we were talking about what happened occurred in that Yale-Harvard game and you were up the wall about it Monday morning?
It was the wildest fit. I've never seen anything like that.
You know what I said? I said, that's a sign from the betting gods to say stay away from Ivy League Fridays. Tyler, why are you the final weekend of February hitting on an Ivy League Friday game? It is Dartmouth. They're taking on Cornell. I like home teams. Plus, I've been watching The Office a lot lately. And Andy Bernard said, that's Big Red Bear, and you need to take Cornell on the money line tonight. +110. And why am I going to pay extra for the juice on a 1.5 hook whenever I can just get the money line and I can steal money out from under Dartmouth? I understand Dartmouth's a hot team right now. Cornell 6-2 against the spread at home. I like Big Red Bear and the C's to get the W tonight. Speaking of the C's, how about the Clippers? They're at home hosting Denver. This point total's way too low. I understand Denver likes playing defense. I understand Kawhi Leonard is one of the better defensive players in the NBA. But, Will, the number's 218.5. 218.5? I'm sorry, there's some numbers in the NBA that even I look at and go, these are professional ball players. Injury report still looks clean. Things could change, though. We're still hours from a West Coast tip-off. I expect everybody to be full strength in Denver and at L.A. Home team, Clippers, over 218.5. I think that's almost a guaranteed lock of the week. And then finally, I understand people are going to go back and do the research on Davidson and Dayton. And Dayton right now trying to fight for a one seed. So they need to get some sexy points.
Need a little juice.
Mad
Dog Russo stuff.
A lot of people are going to sit there and look at the last couple of games played for Davidson and the last couple of games for opponents against Dayton. And they're going to go, how do you even see the overhitting at 141? It's because Davidson's been playing sloppy opponents like LaSalle. Dayton's been taking teams like George Mason to the woodshed. And they get up early and they bury these teams and there's no need to pour it on. Davidson can stay with Dayton in this game for 40 minutes. That means they'll push the over. I like a lot of points today. Give me the over in L.A. between the Nuggets and the Clippers. The over in Dayton, Ohio between Davidson and Dayton in the A-10. Give me Cornell and Andy Bernard's Big Red Bear against Dartmouth. I like the home team in the money line today. As they are 6-2 against the spread their last couple of games.
Bad as Davidson's been this year, they're 9-6 in conference play. Not bad.
They can hang with Dayton.
Four of the last six games I saw from Dayton, 8 points or less. So that 11-point line doesn't look great. I just got a feeling that they're going to need to have some style points right now as they're pushing for a one seed.
Our friends over at New Balance Knoxville, I'm telling you, they're a big fan of To The Window. I'm a big fan of what's going to happen this weekend with some of the friends making even more coin. And Will West, I can't wait to jump on some of these soccer bets as well. I just wrote down Chelsea plus 130.
New Balance Knoxville Suburban Shopping Center, the perfect fit every single time. If you haven't seen the new styles, the new colorways, some of the new retro styles they have at New Balance Knoxville, you need to check them out right there in the Suburban Shopping Center.
I misspoke. Chelsea minus 130.
Chelsea minus 130, yes, against Burnley.
Is Burnley going to burn me if I actually roll with blue?
I mean, it's not like you're sitting there guaranteed or anything, but if you want guaranteed money, I think Liverpool's only minus 230 to set the wins record of all time for consecutive wins in Premier League history. At 19 against Watford.
Danny C on the you lied to me at Tyler Ivins. You said stay away from Ivy League Fridays. Now you're going to make me jump on Cornell. Big Red Bear. That's Big Red Bear, Eric Kane.
Andy Bernard.
Cornell Admissions Department. Remember when Dwight said he was trying to apply to go to Cornell? Your office reference. Don't laugh at me. Your office reference for a Friday.
You went to Cornell?
Will, coming up in hour number two of the program, Titans fans, should they be getting a little bit more anxious about Tom Brady? And Chase Young says he is the best player in the NFL draft. Is he wrong? We'll find out next. 99.1, you're listening to The Sports Animal.